The Indonesian Ulema Council, or MUI, the top body of religious scholars, is also involved. Over the past decade, it has issued a series of fatwas, or non-binding legal opinions, to promote green causes. In 2011, it declared environmentally destructive mining operations forbidden under Islamic law. 3 years later, it banned the killing of endangered species. In 2016, it condemned slash-and-burn farming practices as haram, prescribed by Islamic law. Indonesia is officially a secular country, but its clerics wield serious clout. A survey in 2020 by Kata Data Insight Center, a local research firm, found that Indonesians place the highest level of trust in information from religious institutions. Imams have sought to convert that trust into political power. Maruf Amin, Indonesia's vice president, was personally involved in drafting and defending the environmental fatwas as an MUI leader. He still gives green sermons from his political perch. Indonesia's pesantrens, or Islamic boarding schools, become testing grounds for what some call the eco-Islam movement. Around 4 million pupils study in these schools. Alumni often go on to lead important religious and political institutions. At Darul Ulum, a pesantren in Java, teachers tell stories of the Prophet Muhammad planting trees and protecting wildlife. Students must plant a tree, among other things, to graduate. Clerics have also been active in finance. They helped design Indonesia's green sukuk, or green bonds, to comply with Sharia prohibitions on usury. These instruments involve direct ownership of assets rather than interest-bearing debt. Since 2018, Indonesia has issued nearly $3 billion of these Islamic bonds, which fund renewable energy and climate adaptation projects. Indonesia is the world's fifth largest carbon emitter, and its economy depends on exporting coal and palm oil to highly polluting industries. The country's transition to a clean economy will be long and difficult. Its imams are keen to help accelerate that shift.